Imagine if in last week's game, the pitcher hit the strike zone 30% more. Or the pinch hitter made 30% more contact with the ball. Might have changed the outcome, huh? Now imagine you just saved up to 30% on your car insurance for driving safe with the USAA SafePilot app. That's definitely a game changer. Visit usaa.com/safepilot to start saving. Membership eligibility and product restrictions apply and are subject to change. United Services Automobile Association SafePilot is optional. Active USAA auto policy required for discount. Only in select states. Smartphone and download of SafePilot app required. Earn driving discount offered at renewal and based on all rated drivers on policy. Discount may vary by state or life of policy. United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates, San Antonio, Texas.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
This is our Signal Storm podcast.
Nobody knows a lib like another lib. Nobody knows Marxists, leftists like their own kind. And folks, I think that's the genesis of the Biden secret document, top secret classified document scandal. They all knew where the bones were buried. And as soon as Beijing Biden got too big for his depends, they decided to pull the trigger and basically say, yeah, here's Joe Biden's classified document scandal. And I believe this is precisely why President Trump was attacked by the so-called intelligence community for having cocktail napkins and dinner menus, classified dinner menus, and what the Washington Post classified as mementos, so that Team Biden could say, see, Trump did it too. And it's the same thing that's going on with the communist balloon. The communist Chinese spy balloon. We were treated to this over the weekend. What did they say when we found out that Beijing Biden was briefed last Saturday on the communist balloon? He waited until Wednesday to order it to be shot down. And then the Pentagon said they were going to wait a few more days until the following Saturday before they shot it down, so it could complete its spy mission, you see. And what was their excuse?
Well, the Trump administration had three balloons that entered their airspace under Trump.
What? And of course, the Trump people lost their minds and said, no, that never happened. That never happened with us. We were never briefed. We never received any intelligence whatsoever. So if that's the case, then maybe we should have a conversation with the Pentagon as to why they hid this fact from President Trump, the commander in chief. But so Team Biden went from three balloons entered U.S. airspace under Trump. Then they said they discovered the three balloons after Trump left office. Then they said they could verify Trump's balloon incidents, but they couldn't see Biden's balloons coming on the horizon. Right? Now we hear that the Trump-era balloons didn't actually enter U.S. airspace, but they came near the border. Something stinks with this, my friends. This is, again, well, Trump did it. Biden's an incompetent boob, but Trump did it too. Biden's crooked and has been selling out our nation's secrets for profit, but Trump did it too. This is their romper room White House, romper room Pentagon mentality. And I think it, folks, it is beneath contempt what they have done here. It is beneath contempt. So I think it is incumbent upon the American people to do everything that we can to make sure that not only are these people investigated, but we elect an incoming administration and we elect only conservatives who are dedicated. You know how when Biden got in, he started going after parents, calling them terrorists? You know how Biden, when he got in, he started expunging
pro-American individuals from the United States military using the China virus as a predicate. You know, when Biden came in, he started firing all of these pro-America, America first individuals out of his government. So from top down, Beijing Biden and his left-wing administration have been on a jihad to expunge all America first patriots out of our government, to only replace it with pro-China left-wing extremists who want to destroy and shred the Constitution of the United States. So I believe it is incumbent on our people to start electing individuals who say, well, when we're going to let these people who have this mindset, when Joe Biden came in, they wanted to expunge pro-American out of the government and the military. Guess what? We want to put them back in, but we want to go after all of the pro-China, all of the leftists, all of the Marxists who are left in government, and we want to ferret them out, and we want to fire them and make sure that no America Last politicians or appointees are left in America's government. And they've got to do that day one. Job one, day one. Coming up, we will speak to not one, but two colonels, former colonels in the United States military, to give you the 411 on the China spy balloon. It's all coming up on the Salcedo Storm podcast.
And now a word from our sponsor.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
The establishment media is out of touch with the real things real Texans care about. Real news for real Texans. That's what Texas Scorecard does every day. Learn more and subscribe for free. TexasScorecard.com/Chris.
Retired Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, CIA trained, former senior intelligence officer, and a New York Times bestselling author. He's a Newsmax contributor as well. And he is the president of Project Sentinel. Also joining us, former director of cybersecurity policy at the Department of Defense, retired U.S. Army Colonel John Mills. Gentlemen, thank you for the service to the country, and thanks for being here.
That was great, Chris.
Yeah, thank you, Chris. Honored to be with you.
All right. I guess the first thing we have to get out of the way is let's deal with this romper room White House that, just like with the classified documents scandal, they are saying, well, Trump did it too. Trump had balloons on his watch, just like they were saying that Trump had classified documents in an effort to cover up for all of Joe Biden's illegality. Colonel Schaefer, you first. You worked very closely with the Trump administration. What are you hearing about these allegations that have now been somewhat walked back by those anonymous sources inside of Team Biden?
Well, the parallel of the classified documents issue is apt here. Look, President Trump is an Article II officer. He gets the ultimate decision of what's classified or unclassified, period. That's it. That, you know, game over. Same thing here. It happened again on the Trump. No, it didn't. What they're talking about, Chris, is essentially indicators that the Chinese were developing this capacity. There was no incursion. And let me be very clear on this. No senior officer from Esper CIA director when he was there, Mike Pompeo.
Yeah.
Nobody was ever briefed on this. I was advising, to your point, senior members of the Pentagon during this period. And anytime something odd comes up, they call me in. I'm just saying, because I've been called in on this sort of issue, not this issue, but this sort of issue regarding China's behavior before. I'll leave it at that.
Okay.
So,
well,
you know, we, and there would have been a deliberative, exact and precise response by the Pentagon against the Chinese threat, because that was the guidance. So what they're saying has no foundation. In fact, it is a distraction that they put out there to purposely muddy the water and try to dissuade the public from understanding how badly compromised our national security is by this, this allowing a Chinese collection platform to meander across the United States and say, oh, it's no big deal, it was never a threat. Chris, it was a threat. There could have been a nuclear device attached to it, an EMP device.
Yeah, I want to get into that specifically. Let me bring Colonel Mills in this. Colonel Mills, they started out by saying, oh, it happened on Trump's watch too, three times, and then they had to walk it back saying that Biden discovered it and his team discovered it after Trump's people had left. So none of the Trump people were even briefed on it. So that's why they don't know. They're already spinning and walking it back. Does any of this, Colonel Mills, pass the smell test with you?
Well, they are the consummate Eddie Haskells of public affairs. I mean, they are, even in their walk back, they are very smarmy. Listen, I was on the National Security Council, either on it or regularly in meetings from about 2007 to about 2012, end of Bush W, beginning of Obama. There was many Chinese dirty tricks that were played. This was not one of them. I received many of them, including the president's daily brief, other intel briefs. This was never of all the tricks being played. In fact, the Obama team was tied down 2014, 2016. The greatest trickery of the Chinese was the break and enter into the Office of Personnel Management database, where they were able to, you know, what is it, 25 million records of anybody who had ever had a security clearance. Mm-hmm. And they were able to, using big data analytics, kind of walk back and figure out one of these is not like the other, and kind of figure out who was in the cover program. And, you know, just the New York Times has said, you know, 1,000 Chinese nationals, and I think the number is very low, were rounded up and executed because of it. And they called me in and said, hey, you know, they're really mad, they're really angry, but just the same mentality. They said, give me 10 options. So I came up, my team came back, here are 10 options for payback to the Chinese, 2014, 2016. And it was about 2015, they got really angry. And they said, oh, every one of these is way too provocative. No, John, we can't possibly do. Oh, if we fight Chinese trickery will create Chinese trickery.
Oh, well, dear Lord. It's, you know what? I am so sick and tired of this. Oh, we can't oppose our enemies because we'll make them angry. Tell you what, they're already angry. The fact that we exist already angers them. So, gentlemen, let me get into this because I need you guys to either give me your professional opinion or cite sources you have that are still inside the security apparatus. Tell me, did we miss this balloon? Colonel Schaefer, or was it allowed to enter into our airspace?
No, from everything I've read and the folks I've spoken to, this was detected like pretty much the moment it got into the air above, you know, 20,000 feet. We have an immensely capable, what we call ISR, Intelligence Surveillance Reconnaissance System, that monitors everything in the air, everything. And, oh, by the way, you know, let's forget about the fact we have a public who's completely focused on UFOs, unidentified flying objects. I mean, UFON and all these other organizations are constantly, to use the X-Files metaphor, the truth is out there. They're looking for stuff constantly regarding UFOs. So the idea somehow that this thing was undetected is beyond insane, either militarily or private observation. This thing came up the Aleutian Islands. We knew then there was something up. According to sources, they did send things up to take a look at it, which was not acknowledged. Again, this is why the Biden administration wanted to keep this secret, to figure out pretty quickly what the collection, you know, basically there was three broad categories of collection technology on it. Imagery intelligence, cameras, small aperture cameras, ELINT, and MASINT, basically looking to measure electronic emissions from sources on the ground and in the air. You know, and then, again, signals intelligence, trying to collect on telephone signals, things like that. So those are the broad, okay. I don't want to get into all the details, but just those are the broad collection capabilities on this thing.
Colonel Mills.
And this thing meandered up the coast.
Yep.
They knew that it was a collector early. I mean, it's like as soon as they saw it, they knew it was a collection platform. And the information went to the Pentagon leadership then, Chris. And to Colonel Mills' point, I'm sure the Pentagon came up with all sorts of options, most of them aggressive. As a matter of fact, I know the people who were involved came back with very aggressive options, which were, not surprisingly, vetoed.
Vetoed, right.
And they got into this.
Well, that's what I want to get in with.
What to do with Tony Blinken,
yep.
Lloyd Austin, and Mark Milley.
Well, so, Colonel Mills.
That's what happened.
Let me bring in Colonel Mills. Colonel Mills, do you agree this was allowed into our airspace by the Biden regime? That they detected it, they could have shot it down before it threatened Americans, but they chose not to.
In the big picture, yes. This was a cover-up. We need to subpoena a number of people. Now, General Van Herk is the NORAD NORTHCOM commander, so he is the singular general flag officer responsible. In all fairness, and not in any way contradicting what Tony just said, we do have gaps and seams in our radar. However, I think we had enough of other indicators. We, by the Aleutians, the Big Island chain, we knew this was coming, and we knew, and we have F-15s and F-22s in Alaska could have intercepted this easily. So this was a fraud. Now, we use, not to get too wonkish, we use ADS-B as the primary for aircraft, which means a cooperative aircraft or airborne thingy. This was not cooperative in any way, shape, or form. Not done duty at the National Military Command Center, which is the primary entry point for all new things into the Department of Defense. So you have an alert team 24/7 in the basement bunker. And you wouldn't believe some of the crazy things we had to deal with, triage and work with the White House Situation Room, who's going to do what. I'm sure they were spinning. But Van Herk needs to be subpoenaed, not in any way speaking ill of a fellow officer, but he needs to be subpoenaed, brought in. What did he know? When did he know it? Now, he was at the Aspen Institute last year saying he had significant gaps and seams, which are a flag. What did he do? Did his staff put in any under what's called unfunded requirements to cover these gaps and seams, saying, hey, you're not funding me for this. I have a gap and seam. This is what I need. So let's look through those UFERs. What did he, let's corroborate what he says he had.
In other words, did he do his duty? Folks, we're having a conversation with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, retired, and also retired U.S. Army Colonel John Mills. Gentlemen, I'm going to give you guys a timeline, then I'm going to ask you to comment on it. Colonel Schaefer, you go first. This is from journalist, an actual journalist, Paul Sperry. He writes, the Pentagon briefed Joe Biden last Saturday that the Chinese had violated our U.S. airspace with a spy craft, but Joe Biden waited until Wednesday to order the Pentagon to shoot it down, and then the Pentagon waited until Saturday, a full week later, to follow his order. Now, in my view, the only place on Earth with more red flags than this is a Chinese parade. Colonel Schaefer, what do you make of this timeline?
Well, as I was mentioning, and I agree with the colonel's assessment of kind of what happens. Obviously, I used to have access to all that directly during the time I was in. And what you had happen is after notification, you had a political review done with Mark Milley and Lloyd Austin, with the commander of NORTHCOM, NORAD, giving options to what to do. And I think it was, again, a political choice, one which Tony Blinken had a huge effect on, because Blinken is an apologist for the Chinese. He does everything he can to mitigate and explain away their bad behavior. So I'm sure Blinken basically said, don't say anything about this. Let it float across. Let's not do anything to upset my upcoming meeting with the Chinese. So that's what influenced all of the abysmal response and thinking. So Biden, and by the way, the reason Biden's saying he made the decision when he did is because that's when it became obvious to the American public by looking up, as General Pat Ryder said, and I'm disappointed in Pat. I know Pat. I worked with him when he was working for Chairman of the Joint Chiefs Joe Dunford, previous chairman, for him to say such an obtuse, stupid thing like, oh, yeah, if you want to know, just look up. But that's what created it. The people looked up and said, hey, there's something there. So that's the only reason you had disclosure from Joe Biden. Otherwise, Chris, they would have let this go and not said a thing about how badly compromised our national security, our continental security is by this act.
Well, Colonel Mills, what do you make of that timeline? A full week it took Joe Biden's administration to protect America.
This is the ideological straitjacket the blue team is in. They can't come to what is intuitively obvious under the Constitution, under roles and missions of the U.S. government. They want to shoot the balloon in the back when it's leaving. They should have shot it in the front when it was coming in. I mean, this is just, again, they were so angry with the Office of Personnel Management brief in early 2016. A year the bleeding was going on. They came back in and said, okay, hey, where's that list? because we want to revisit that list. And I said, you know what? I can't find that top secret list. I don't know what happened to it. I've lost it. I can't figure
did
out
you,
what happened.
Did
to
you
it.
Look near the Corvette? Maybe it's near Joe Biden's Corvette.
Well, when the Trump administration came in, I found it and gave it to the Trump team. I happened to come across it. I don't know what happened, but this is just they cannot come to what is intuitively the correct decision to defend the American people.
Yep.
And, you know, Blinken had his bags packed with just eager, exuberant, over-exuberant with excitement of his upcoming trip to Beijing, giddy with excitement, said, you know what, yeah, this thing is floating over our missile field. And, oh, by the way, the track showed later it went very close to Strategic Command headquarters, the underground bunker at Offutt Air Force Base. But let's just be quiet. We don't want to trigger the American people. You know, would be traumatized by this and would have to go through, you know, some kind of counseling. It would be too traumatic. So let's just let it go by. And then, once again, American citizens are the first line of defense. They're the ones who spotted it.
Yep.
Local media reported it. And now, if you saw the report this morning, American citizens are being asked to collect up the pieces along the Atlantic coast. You know, why even have a federal government at this point?
Well, you know, and again, I think that Tony Blinken wanted to go over to China and say, see, look what I did. I made sure your spy balloon transgressed our airspace without any problems. See, pat me on the back. Give me a pat on the head. Oh, yes. Thank you very much. Didn't I deliver for you, my friends, the communist Chinese? That's what I believe his mentality was. And that's why I believe this administration is an administration of traitors. Folks, we are talking with retired Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, CIA trained. We're talking with retired U.S. Army Colonel John Mills. Gentlemen, I'm going to go through some back and forth in the culture and in the political ranks and in the media, and then I'll ask you guys to comment on this. This is former MSNBS host, left-winger by the name of David Schuster. He says that Lindsey Graham knows that the balloon was jammed from the minute it entered U.S. airspace. And my first question was, okay, do we know that? I'm not sure where David Schuster's getting his information, but we don't know that. And if he's relying on this administration to tell the truth, I think he's stupid. He says that the balloon got jammed electronically by DOD. The moment it was in U.S. airspace, the balloon collected nothing. And Lindsey Graham knows it, as does everybody who has a clue about the U.S. military. That's what David Schuster said. Then there was this. If that is true, what good does jamming do to a bioweapon, to a suitcase nuke, or an EMP device that is on board a similar balloon like this, programmed to detonate or release due to altitude or geospatial location? Isn't Schuster the real moron here, Colonel Schaefer?
Schuster is a moron. And first off, he's not a guy who has any military experience or background that I'm aware of. And let me just state the obvious. The obvious always seems to be the best antidote to the lies of this administration. It was moving up and down. It was taking advantage of current. So if it's under direction, Chris, it's not jammed. Just saying, you know? If they're acknowledging, oh, yes, it can move up and down and do it. Yeah, it's not jammed then. That means it's able to, like, get signals and take them out. Just saying. I mean, it's obvious.
It is obvious.
So he's not only misinformed, he's a moron. If he can't see that, it's moving up and down. Yeah, it's under control.
All right.
It's under control, Chris. It's transmitting. It's receiving. It's doing all the things it's supposed to. And frankly, until they get a look at the actual hardware, they're not going to know what they jammed or did not jam. They're saying that they were able to examine, and I talked to someone who was actually involved in this. They were able to actually examine the electromagnetic spectrum the best they could of what was coming on and off of it, but I never got the total confidence that they knew that they were stopping everything. There's just some things that the Chinese may have been able to put on there that avoided collection. There's optical sensors that we can't jam. Just saying, there's a bunch of things we can't do, and I'm betting that the Pentagon put that out again to try to make it look like, oh, no big deal. But to your point, yeah, look, a small EMP, four of these things floated off the coast. They didn't have to penetrate our airspace. Four of these things floated off the United States coast on both coasts, could essentially take out 90% of our major terminals for maritime transfer of material to the homeland. These things could float up there and be detonated. and we would never be able to stop them, not legally anyway. So I'm just saying, yes, your instincts are correct. These things could be weaponized, and they would never be able to stop them because, duh, they're not looking at how they can actually do that at this point.
Colonel Mills, speaking of anti-American know-nothings, MSNBC leftist Chris Hayes, he was reflecting the opinion of most Democrats and their voters, stating he doesn't care about the Chinese spy balloon. He said he put out a tweet saying he's having a hard time caring because, you know, as you probably could glean, that Chris Hayes is more ideologically aligned with the genocidal, racist and slave state that is communist China and reflecting most Democrat views on communist China. How much of a problem, in your view, is the Democrat Party and their collusion and cooperation with America's enemies like communist China, including those in the media?
Well, they're modern-day copperheads from 1864 in the height of the Civil War. The Democrats wanted to negotiate an end to the Civil War, thus leaving a divided country and the change in world history. They don't care about America. They care about power. They care about wealth. They care about dominating the four corners of deceit, the centers of gravity that control America, big government, big academia, big tech, big finance. They don't care about 84% of the American population who believe there is a deep state. They don't care. And so Hayes and Schuster, I'd like to know how many flight hours they have in one of, I mean, obviously they're an electronic warfare officer qualified. I don't know how many flight hours they have in a Prowler or one of our other electronic warfare aircraft. Obviously they're experts. They don't realize the complexity of conducting an EW operation inside the confines of the United States. I've run the packages up to the White House. You would not believe the legal complexity in somebody blocking signals like this. You think it's simple? Are you kidding me? It would take weeks for the lawyers to work out the ability to hit the key and block. This was 5G. They were bouncing 5G up to the Chinese low Earth orbit satellites, bypassing the terrestrial network. All your San Antonio folks will know what I'm talking about here. This is crazy. And, you know, we just allowed them to electronic, yeah, since Huawei, DJI, even TikTok, which are elements of the MSS big data collection apparatus, since those are being driven out of the American market, this is the next phase, the next wave. It's good. A redundant way to prep for first strike. This
good
is
grief.
Scary.
It is scary. It scares the hell out of me. Gentlemen, the last question I have for you both, This I believe that Joe Biden, Mark Milley, Lloyd Austin, and the Marxists who run the Biden regime, this was a test by communist China, and because we are led by feckless, compromised, and dare I say, ideologically compromised individuals in this government, they have betrayed us all. So that's the context that I'm going to ask the final question, because the Babylon Bee put up a headline that says U.S. shoots down spy balloon as it was getting too close to Ukraine. Now that makes everybody laugh because everybody understands that the Democrats want to protect Ukraine more than they want to protect the United States. But what's even the bigger joke than the Babylon Bee is the Democrat Party. China is laughing at us, and they are so confident in America's weakness, Colonel Schaefer, that under Democrats, they are threatening now retaliation after we shot down their spy balloon after it violated our territorial sovereignty. It takes a lot of chutzpah and a lot of guts for an aggressor to claim victimhood and promise retaliation, knowing that they have allies and, dare I say, weak-minded fools in charge of the U.S. government. Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong, and I think this is where if we had an actual administration of the caliber of the Trump administration, or dare I say the Reagan administration, you would see immediate action, not only to say, are you kidding me? You would see action to go back the other way. There's a number of areas, the Spratly Islands, the Malacca Straits, Chris, that the Chinese are very vulnerable. I think it'd be a shame if one of the tankers going into that area under a Chinese flag somehow takes a left turn and doesn't make it to the country and bad things happen to it. I think the Chinese need to be reminded that what a dangerous game they're playing. and something bad should happen back. I mean, I hate to sound like a mafia guy here, but, you know, you need to be, you dare not show weakness, and that's what we are. So, yeah, not only should we not strongly respond verbally, we should do something. And the pushback needs to be clear and precise, and the message needs to be delivered. And that's what a real administration would do at this point, to defend and remind the Chinese that they don't want to be messing with the United States.
And Colonel Mills, we don't have a real administration, so the American people can rely on China being placated and our sovereignty and weakness being shown. Is that your view?
Yeah, this is a replay of Neville Chamberlain as the Nazis advanced across Europe. They just are incapable of coming to the ideal, to the intuitively correct answer. And, you know, that I always point out, look on the CIA website, the Doolittle Report. It showed you can take off your gloves, fight communism, and duke it out and still stay legal and still stay true to our constitutional founding here. This is a fight. This is a fight, and we have to take off the gloves. And as Carl Schaefer was made, you got to take off the gloves. They're going to poke us. We're going to punch them in the face, and they won't do it again. And you could do that and not cause a war. And there are so many. The Trump team knew we controlled the environment with our upper hand on economics, on finance. We can cut off the Chinese monster in a nanosecond by cutting them off from the dollar and the world economic system. We can do that in a nanosecond, but this administration partially is bought off, partially is ideologically crazy, partially means well, but still is doing the wrong thing. The different players inside the team, they cannot come to the intuitively correct answer. You have to punch back. That was a Trump term. You got to punch back, and they will continue doing this until we punch back.
Right, and sadly, we have to expunge every Democrat from government to make that happen. Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer and retired U.S. Army Colonel John Mills. Gentlemen, thank you for the service. Thank you for the 411. Our listeners are the beneficiaries of that. Thank you very much, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you, Chris.
And that's going to do it for this edition of the Salcedo Storm podcast. Do me a favor, friends. Keep your eye on the news, and the biggest news in Texas is breaking and is covered at TexasScorecard.com. TexasScorecard.com. I highly recommend that site. News that you won't see anyplace else in Texas or outside of Texas. And if it's big news in Texas, my friends, it's going to be big news around the rest of the country. Also, check out ChrisSalcedo.com. ChrisSalcedo.com. You can check out a way to book me for a speech, drop me an email, drop me a voicemail, and also track down the Chris Salcedo shows on AM 700 KSEV, The Voice of Texas. There's an app for that, so you can hear it all over the country. And also track us down on Newsmax TV every afternoon, 4 o'clock Eastern until 5, Monday through Friday. Always at home on the Salcedo Storm podcast. Until we visit again, my friends, remember this. A society's worth is not measured by how much power is stolen by government, but rather how much power is reserved for you and me, we the people. See ya.